Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, players and pimps all around the world. Oh, wrong show. What am I saying? Players and pimps. But what's happening, everyone? Sammy from London Media Lounge, and welcome to another London Media Lounge podcast. I'm here with Sukh. Sukh is a radio host. Come on. Listen, a lot of people say radio is dying because of podcasts now and blah, blah, blah. But I saw your video that you posted this morning, and I saw the energy. And then I remembered Howard Stern and how Howard Stern is killing the game, and there's no one bigger than Howard Stern right now. How's radio life?
Radio life is good. So I'm not full-time anymore.
Yeah.
I've got a daytime job, which kind of took over, but I enjoy it. There's something about music that it just, I feel so passionate about music.
Yeah.
There is music for every single emotion, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I tend to lose myself in music more than I'd like to. That's why I tend to call music a drug sometimes, that you got to be careful how you use it.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
You can just get lost with it. And that's why I love covering The Breakfast Show, 7 to 9 a.m. In a soundproof room.
Nice.
Your favorite tunes as loud as possible. And it just gives me such a great start to my day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm tired, but I've had such a great time start to my day.
That's amazing. So do you get guests on the radio, or is it just you giving nice vibes to people and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's me only. Yeah. So we don't get guests on as such. That kind of tends to be the more drive time. So it is a local radio station. I say local. We're based in Leicester, but we are available worldwide on an app.
Nice.
DAB Digital, and of course online as well.
Yeah.
And so it is a community. I'd say it's like a community style. So we're very much in tapped with to the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great radio station. 26 years
nice.
Been running.
Nice.
And I've been there for four. I just kind of randomly walked into the role.
Yeah.
And I had no experience, and I was trained on the desk, and I just went with it, and I absolutely love it.
So you got to tell me exactly how you got there, because you kind of like went by it so fast. How did you decide to go to be a radio host? Like, it's not something like somebody just, you know, you stumble into it.
Right. I agree. So I've always, ever since a young age, my dad has always encouraged my brother and I to kind of go into, I think he wanted us to fulfill what he didn't do, what he wanted to do. So he used to act. He used to love kind of acting and singing and performing.
Yes.
And my brother went into media. He's still in media now.
Nice.
And I wasn't the academic type. I wasn't really into studying or anything such. And I actually went to India for a few years. Mm-hmm. I studied acting. Mm-hmm. I got into acting. I went back to Mumbai, lived there for a few years. And I really liked media.
Okay.
Didn't really work for me long term. Uh-huh. So then I came back, went back to the 9 to 5. And I'm thinking about it now. But so I'm not the slimmest person, but there was a beauty pageant in India.
Okay.
And I just thought, for a joke, why don't I apply?
Yeah.
So I applied for this beauty pageant. And I thought, if they're just going to lose my application, then I'm never going to hear from them.
Yeah.
And I heard from them. Okay. And I was accepted to be in the beauty pageant. So I flew back to India.
Yeah.
Took part. And I came out of 700 people, 40 were chosen. I was one of the top 40.
Nice.
And out of the 40, I didn't win, but I was top 10.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I was one of two people who actually entered the competition nationally.
Oh, internationally. Yeah, okay.
So,
okay.
Well, there was one German Punjabi and myself. Yeah. So when I came out to England, I thought, this is something to do, right? So I thought I'd rinse a little bit of PR out of it.
This is how
I ended up getting podcast interviews and print, online media, loads of interviews. And I even got this interview at a local radio station.
Come on, yeah.
So it was on drive time and I was like this. And afterwards, I just said as a joke, don't suppose you've got any jobs, have you?
Oh.
And they actually said, yeah, we do.
Wow.
So if you're interested, let us know, because you can carry yourself on radio quite well.
Yeah.
So I thought about it and I thought, just go for it. You're only going to look back and think, what if?
Yeah.
So I'm one of these people that if you get an opportunity, just go for it and figure out how to do it later.
Yeah, I can sense the theme in your life with that. Like, whatever opportunity comes by, I'm gonna jump on it.
Yeah, not just that. I truly believe you've got to go for things, and you don't want to look back and think, oh, I wish I did do it in the end. I've done that. I've experienced it and I hated it. So I've always tried to take on what I can.
Mm.
And, you know, I did it. I started off with a Saturday breakfast show.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I took some time out. And then I just came back again last December. And I've been just kind of covering shows now. So I've done Breakfast, I've done the Drive Time, so I've done the primetime shows. And yeah, it's fun. That's how I got into it. Nice. Really.
Do you get like the analytics on like the type of people that are listening, and do you get like people interacting with you somehow? Because yeah. One of the best things that I like about doing these podcasts, right? So when I had Rohan here, and I've had so many people since, and I'm going to release those podcasts, is I love seeing people interact with the guests and me as well. And that's the most fulfilling part of it. Right. So how does that work on radio?
So we do have a studio where we have guests.
Okay.
We've been sticking to minimal guests because of COVID.
Of course.
But so it's been a lot, very much online. However, before it did used to be like this across the studio, uh-huh. all both together. And it used to be such a buzz because Leicester is predominantly a Gujarati area. So there's a lot of Asians, a lot of Sikhs, a lot of Hindus, a lot mm-hmm. of Muslims. And mm-hmm. so if you had an artist come into town, whether it was a huge Bollywood actor or something yeah. like that used to be, there used to be a fury around the station.
Huge now, buzz.
Yeah, there was. And I wasn't there in those times, but we've still got the photos around the studio. Right. You can see.
Right.
But even nowadays, you know, in the few years that I've been here, there has been some really great artists. Mm. And even as presenters, we'd be like, I'm going to the studio that day. I'm going to the
yeah,
studio.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There is something about the fact that, you know, when there is an artist that comes into the studio mm-hmm. and you've got that appreciation of that person because you love their music, you like how they carry themselves, and yeah. you've got this vision of how they are in real life.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, we've had some personalities that you come in and just thought, oh, that was such, I am so deflated.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Would you care to say who?
I would not.
That's a good radio host right there, people. Yeah. There you go. The radio life is pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. We have kind of, I've taken a step back, so I'm not so active in it now. But when I was in there this morning, I was kind of reminiscing to how I first started, because I did start on the Saturday morning breakfast show.
Yeah.
And I haven't been on the Saturday breakfast show in well over a year. I've been covering more weekdays. And to sit there this morning took me back.
Yeah.
And it was great. Yeah. I think, yeah, radio is great fun. It's a great place to be. And coming back to what you're saying about communicating with your audience.
Mm.
Yeah, we do communicate. So we've got WhatsApp, we've got phone lines, we have email, so they can communicate with us in any way possible.
If people call during the show.
Yeah. But sometimes, you know what, it just gets too much because you are kind of, you're on the desk. And we don't have like a team, so yeah. we handle everything there on our own.
Right, right.
So, you know, when you're handling the music, you're queuing up your music, when you're looking at your next link, mm. and on top of that, you've got messages, you get the odd call.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is great. It's a great station, and we have a lot of community kind of spirit.
Yeah.
So we actually do things like, again, we haven't done it for a while because of COVID, but we have like local kind of dinner and dances.
Nice. Okay.
And it really gets the community together. And as presenters, we're not famous or anything as such. Yeah. We really enjoy being part of the community and giving back.
You know what you are? You're kind of like village elders.
Yes.
You know, the people.
Elders,
no, 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 no. In a good way, in a good way. You know, like the village elder does not mean like you're old by age. As in, you're the person with the news, the wisdom, and the kind of like the motivation, right?
Right.
So you kind of, and also you arrange events, right?
Right.
And dinners and stuff like that. So yeah, I'd love to be a village elder. I mean, if like soon enough, I will do these podcasts live. And I will do them for the community. I will put a line out there. I would love to hear
that
people
would be
call. Yeah, call me. Call me. Let's chat about your problems. You're not talking about me or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to get as many people involved as possible. Give me 2 seconds. I want to turn off that. So because I feel like there's background noise.
There's a little background noise here. So let's turn that off just in case.
I didn't even hear it.
You didn't?
No.
Amazing. That's the quality of London Media Lounge equipment, ladies and gentlemen. No, but
dropping
that's awesome.
A quick advert there.
Yeah. Of course, whenever I can sneak one in. But yeah, so with that, with the radio life, tell me about the other part of your career.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Like, I know that's. I've never met anyone who does what you do. Please tell the audience what you do.
So full-time job, daytime job is I'm a matchmaker.
Right.
I came into matchmaking a year ago. In fact, September, it's been a year now.
Okay.
And it came from my own experiences of being on dating apps.
Okay.
So I was getting a little bit tired, a little bit bored, the lack of conversation, the substance, there was just nothing there. And I just thought, are you single?
Yeah.
So are you on the app?
Yeah.
Does this resonate with
you? Listen, let me tell you something. I deleted every app I had like about 2-3 months ago.
Why?
Because like exactly you said, there's just, it's not genuine, man. There's nothing there. I'm like, even me, like I can't carry a conversation with you over text. I really want to feel the vibe.
But then do you guys want to meet? Is there anyone that kind of floats your boat and you think, you know what?
I do want to meet. I do want to meet immediately. But I feel
you're
like,
an immediate kind of guy.
Like, I cannot chat to a robot, mate. I just can't. Send me voice notes and stuff like that. Get me going. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, yeah, pretty much. Because I need that. Because otherwise, I'm just chatting to a robot. I went out with the dating apps, mainly Muzmatch. I'm a Muslim, right? And even
how is Muzmatch? Because I really see some great things about Muzmatch.
Yeah,
and
it's not bad, but I must say this. Yeah, some of them are very, very religious, right? So some of them are like, I do not, you see, I'm like, this is a touchy subject for me because I do not want to offend anybody, right?
Yeah, of course.
A lot of them are just ready to get married next week, innit? And then next month and stuff. Yeah. Or they're, you know, they're not even on it. They're like, 4 years later, I'm trying to meet a friend. I could not find anyone in the middle. Actually, I could. So I went out on a few dates and I got catfished once. But that's fine.
Good old catfish.
Whatever. It's okay. I still stayed during the day and I chatted to the girl. She was lovely, whatever. But still catfished.
How catfished? What was it? A filter? Was it a
very filtered, mate? Very filtered.
Did you not know it was filtered?
Like I'm very naive. Because I don't use them too much. I don't use them much. I don't put filters on my pictures. I just don't. So I'm like, I went on a date and I saw the chick and I literally was like, oh shit, should I leave? No, I don't leave. Just say hey and yeah.
That's quite courteous.
Yeah, obviously she's a person and I wasn't there just
but
you know.
She lied to you.
I don't know. Okay. I did not care.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You
I didn't care.
Shut off that kind of
yeah, I was like, let
potential.
Me meet a person.
Yeah.
Let me meet a person. I went out with other girls as well and they were lovely, but still, I think I wasn't doing it for the right reason. I was not going out for the right reason.
What was the reason?
I don't know. Feeling bored, feeling lonely a little bit. And
see, this is the thing about dating apps, right? We go on dating apps. The problem is they've got a really bad reputation now.
Right.
I by no means am bashing dating apps. I categorically say this consistently. I feel they're being abused now.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking for something casual.
Yeah.
Nobody's really investing in it.
Yeah.
Think about it. As a single person yourself, when you've had a really busy day, you come home, you have your dinner, you know, you wash the dishes, you just wind down, and then you get into bed after a long, hard day, and you're lonely.
Mm.
And what's the next thing you do? You grab your phone and you start swiping.
Mm-hmm.
Finding your life partner at 10 p.m. at night when you're tired and you're in bed and you're just really not in the right mental state. That's not the right time to find a partner.
Yeah.
You've got to be in the right frame of
mind. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I used the apps at the wrong time.
You, everybody. I've done it.
Yeah.
And I just realized that you're just making do and you're like, yeah, okay, let's chat to him. And then you've got so many people you need to chat to and it gets to a point you can't even remember what chat was where and you ask a wrong question and and it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when it's done to me. So I felt like I can't do that to anybody else.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to play a numbers game. Mm-hmm. Not like that anyway. Mm-hmm. I'd rather play a numbers game, going out with real people, meeting real people.
Yeah.
But on the apps, I just thought I'm getting tired of this. And the conversations were, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you up to? Yeah. Have you eaten?
Yeah.
How was your day? Give me something else.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like you said, it's everybody's same problems, right? It's the same problem. And I feel like I deleted them because I thought, man, you know what? Delete these apps so that you can push yourself to actually go to places where you just meet girls on a regular.
And how's
that going? I'm in here most of the time, mate. This is my life. Listen, my business, my studies are my life. But university's coming back soon. So I'm going to be there.
I'm back.
So I'm doing my PhD. I'm a part-time PhD student. And I'm right now, because of COVID, there was nobody was at uni. And literally this morning, I read an email from the head of the doctoral program that they're opening up a few places. So come through and whatnot. So I'm thinking like, go and engage a bit more, meet somebody and whatnot.
Push your boundaries.
Yeah, push your boundaries. Exactly. It's not, you know, apps is like a very, very lazy way of like, you know, and to be honest, yeah, if you go that, it's a very good life lesson in general. If you go the lazy way, you're going to get some crap product. You know what I mean?
You get out of what you put in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's it.
And I'm always about quality. I am now.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So instead of, like I say, chatting to 5, 10, 15 guys, I've done it. I've been there. Go and focus on one person. Put your energy into them. You know, get to know them.
Yeah.
Do they make you tick? Do you want to have a drink with this person? Do you want to have dinner with this person?
Yeah.
And then if not, that's okay. That's fine. Just go find someone else.
Absolutely.
And, you know, even if you want to do that 2-3 times and with 2-3 people, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You're not promising them anything.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you're quite open. Just, you know, testing the waters.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. But when you are just telling everyone what you ate, how your day was, it's just like, yeah.
Yeah. I want to know a bit more. And I feel like the one-to-one is super spontaneous.
Yeah,
that you really it resonates with you, man. I've never went out with a girl and I forgot about her. Like, I've always remembered her.
Yeah,
you know, regardless of whether it was a good day or a bad day. So tell me, like, what exactly do you do? Are you an account holder and you help people find matches?
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
I actively search for life partners for my clients.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll interview them, learn about them. You know, what makes them tick, their values, their ethics, their beliefs, what they want from their life. What kind of partner they want.
Yeah.
And then with that information, I've got a little black book full of people.
Okay.
I will check. You're really interested.
Yeah, 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 bro. Sign me up. No, but carry on.
Yeah, so, and then I kind of, in my black book, I'll check out if I've got enough matches. If not, I go out into the world and I actively headhunt people.
Okay.
I was just right now in Harrow at an event and I saw a couple of people that I liked and I just went over and said, excuse me, are you single?
Mm-hmm.
Join my black book. Okay. And, you know, if I find someone that I think they're quite attractive and ask them if they're single, guys and girls, and, you know, I'll approach them and just ask them if they're single, are they looking to mingle? And if they are, to get in touch, give them my card and and they can join my little black book. So if you sit on my little black book, you could be called for a date.
Whoa. Okay.
And it's free of charge.
Okay.
So where I charge is my membership, my elite premium membership, which is that's when I have the extensive interview.
Okay.
And then I will actively headhunt for you.
Okay.
So I act on behalf of those clients. Yeah.
Right, right. That's interesting. Well, how do people respond to you when you're like, hey, are you single? Are you looking to mingle? And are you looking for, you know, I can help you out?
So I just bumped into a guy that I've met on an online networking event.
Right.
And I actually said to him, I'd love to have a chat with you. And it was purely professional.
Okay.
And he thought I was hitting on him. I'm pretty sure he thought I was hitting on
him.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I just saw him now. I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me, Asuk. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah.
And I said it. I thought, like, I said, I'm going to nip this in the bud. I think you thought I was hitting on you.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I genuinely had XYZ questions I wanted to ask you. And I wanted to have like a little meeting with you. And he said, yeah, I'll be honest. I was a little overwhelmed. And I think I'm quite a loud personality as well, where I am quite open and in your face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he took it wrong.
Right.
But yeah, people take it in different ways. And it's funny. It's interesting. It's always a good conversation starter.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. It's an interesting thing that you do, but tell me about the success stories and the others.
So success stories, there aren't as many yet because I started fully fledged in May.
Okay.
So I've still got,
it's quite recent.
Yeah. So I was testing I had a free period where I had a complimentary period where I was testing it.
Yeah.
And then I went and had another test trial and then I went fully fledged in May.
Okay.
And then I've got people dating right now.
Oh.
So I always have my phone on me on the weekends just think if a client's on a date or whatever. Yeah. So I'm on standby and you support them both.
Okay.
So you are there to support them both if they've got any dilemmas. I had one gentleman who wasn't really sure about, sometimes girls get quite defensive when they want to pay the bill or split the bill. How do I handle that? And I go, do you want to pay the bill? And he goes, I'm happy to pay the bill. And I just said, well, if you like her, then you can, it's just giving them ideas. If you like her, then just say, you can pay for the next one.
Okay.
So you're saying, I'm happy to meet again.
Again, yeah.
So it's always just giving them that little hook or just giving them that little bit of advice and making them enjoy it. See, I'm not about, I can't guarantee love.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, I can't guarantee love. Yeah. But what I can do is create the introduction and the opportunity for you guys to create the chemistry.
Because it is the most stressful thing almost ever is like to meet a person. And especially when you're in the back of your head, like, this could be the one. And you can't think like that, right? Because if you think like that, it's going to be such a stressful event.
So I have not clients, but I've had people that have said, how do you know, after how many dates do you know they're the one? How many dates until you marry? And when you hear those kind of things, they are red flags.
Yeah, you got to chill. go with the flow, right?
Exactly. Enjoy it. And I always say dating is a journey.
Mm.
And you have to enjoy it. And it is about staying in the moment. And like I said, do I want to have a drink with this person? Do I want to have dinner with this person after that? Do I want to spend the day with this person?
Yeah.
Am I happy to go away for the weekend with this person? And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You build it up. You have to build it up. But when I've got people that are putting that kind of pressure on, I can't introduce them to someone because that person will come back to me saying they're too full on.
Mm.
And they're going to say no, right?
Yeah.
So I have words with them. I say to them that maybe you need to slow things down. What's the rush?
Yeah.
Why are you imposing this timeline? And it really, you know, it sometimes it clicks, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And then you've got the clients that have like the different wants and adamant that they certain types, and it's just not realistic. But it's managing expectations and in a polite way saying, well, this could be why you're single.
Yeah, it's because you're
too specific.
Right. I'll be honest with you. I thought I had types. You know, I thought I had a type, blah, blah, blah. But I meet a girl and she's the furthest away from my type, but I'm just super attracted to her. Exactly. So it's like, don't look for, you know, it's like personality is very important. People that stand out. They're not just by their looks. They stand out by the way they talk, the way they smile,
the way they challenge you, the way they make fun.
The conversation, right? So don't look for types, mate.
No.
Just go meet people and you'll see like people, their beauty is expressed in a different way, not just looks and whether she's blonde or brunette or whatever. Do you have girls in like your books? What type of girls do you have? What type of girls are we talking about? Ladies, what's happening? Sammy, London Media Lounge, director. good, I'm sorry.
So, I work with professionals, high net worth professionals.
Ah, okay, that's even better. I need a sugar mommy. No, I'm just kidding. no, keep going.
Yeah, so I work with high net worth individuals and I'm talking professionals. So whether it be like pharmacists, doctors.
Okay.
I have a director for a pharmaceutical company, for example. So people that have spent the majority of my clients have spent their 20s studying. So they've dedicated their 20s to studying and really concentrated, tried to get their master's in first.
Right.
Masters, PhDs, whatever they may be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then by 30, they've got the nice house, they've got the nice car, everything's done.
Except for
that person that they want to spend their life with.
Wow. I was about to ask you about, tell me about career-driven people who sacrifice their personal life for their career.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm going that route a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm 27, right? So I still got a little bit of time. And plus, I feel like, no offense to women, but I'm a guy, right? I can have babies when I'm 70. No offense still.
But you know what?
Keep going.
Yeah, I agree because I was on another podcast this week and I did actually say that men find it so much easier to date when they're older. Successful men can find it so much easier when they're older to date because, like you say, a 20-year-old will be like, oh, okay, he's got money, he's got this, he's got that, and I'd like to be with him. And he will feel his youth, he will feel great.
Yeah.
He's got any pick of the pack, right?
Right.
But a 40, 50-year-old woman, for example, she's successful. She probably can't find a guy because she's got a very masculine energy. She's very forward. She's basically established her career. Right. She's set in her own ways as well.
A dominant person in society.
Yeah.
She does not need anyone. Yeah.
Yeah, but she could be a lovely person. Absolutely. Of course, she wants a partner as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if for example, a 45, 50-year-old woman wanted to meet a 45, 50-year-old guy.
Mm.
Sometimes it doesn't match because he wants to be the breadwinner. He wants to be the one that nurtures her. But she doesn't need that nurturing anymore.
Yeah.
She just wants a companion. And I think as you get older and the more successful you become, it isn't about, like you say, the stereotypes of man goes out to work, woman's the homemaker. Mm-hmm. It is about companionship.
Right.
So a lot of that has got blurred over time. And women do find it harder to find a guy.
It's
just unfortunate. I think we are becoming more career driven, and so we dedicate ourselves to our careers, to socializing, to our family. That, like I said, it comes back to the same thing. You're on the dating apps late at night, you've had a heavy day, and then you just start swiping again. But it shouldn't be like that. And that's where a matchmaker can come in, because you get on with your day, you're really busy, and I will bring the best matches to you.
Yeah.
So you don't have to swipe left and right and figure out this person. I've figured out this person for you. I've spoken to them. I've told them about you. I've told them about your personality.
Right.
And I've even spoken to this person as well. And I think she'll be really good for you because she's like this. She's got a really nice smile. She's homely, but likes to have a laugh. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You guys will be great. And I work kind of intuitively, introduce you both, see how you get on. And like you say, you like to meet someone straight away. I encourage my clients to meet as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because I don't, relationships, like you say, aren't made in text messages.
Yeah.
So you need to meet as soon as possible to see if that chemistry is there.
Yeah.
I always say, look, you guys get exchange numbers. I always introduce them via email, exchange numbers, and meet as soon as possible. I'm not saying tomorrow. I'm not saying tonight. I'm saying at least within the next couple of weekends.
Yeah.
And then see what happens from there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how that works.
That's amazing. That's amazing lifestyle, man.
You reckon?
Like, yeah, bro. Like that's, you know what? Yeah. Like, not to sound desperate and whatnot, okay?
But
let me be vulnerable a little bit. Being, like, not being in a relationship sucks.
Yeah, I get that.
It really sucks. So, like, for you to be, like, the person who would find someone for someone and you bring all this happiness in their lives, it's just such a great, noble thing to do. I just had to say.
Yeah, I like in my society.
It's fulfilling.
Yeah, in my society, they're like, oh, you're doing a really good thing.
And, yeah.
You know, it'll come back to you. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just about love. I'm just about positive vibes. And yeah. I just want happiness for everyone.
Absolutely. God bless. I mean, if people want to find you, where do they go? How can they get in touch?
So my social handle is Matched UK, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And my website is matchedUK.com.
There you go. I'll put everything in the description, ladies and gentlemen, so you can check her out. That's amazing, man. Best of luck with that.
Thank you so much. Can I ask you one final question?
What type of give me like three common questions that you ask people when they join the premium service package.
So what are you looking for?
Right.
Because sometimes they don't know the answer.
Right.
And that I can kind of analyze that.
So what type of answer are you expecting?
I'm not expecting anything. I go in with an open mind.
Right.
So I want to see how they react.
Yeah.
So if they go in, for example, with, oh, he's got to be 6 foot. He's got to be like this. He's got to be that. It's just more superficial.
Right.
You're not, I can see that you're not really understanding what you want from a relationship, what you want from a partner.
Right.
But if you do say, look, well, this is my lifestyle. I'd like someone who compliments that. You've really thought about it.
Yeah.
And then you get a lot of people because of lockdown that say, I just don't know anymore. Because think about it. Year and a half in lockdown, do you feel you've really, really evolved as a person?
I do. I feel like I spent a lot of time with myself and I discovered things and I feel like I'm different. I'm definitely different.
And do you think that the woman that you wanted back then in March last year to now is the same person?
Now I'm very like, I don't care, mate. Let's just be allies.
Exactly.
You know, let's just be allies.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's another thing that people are struggling with.
Yeah.
They just don't know anymore.
Yeah.
So then I kind of just say, look, we'll try these techniques. Try visualization. How do you envisage spending the day with your partner? You know, just imagine you wake up in bed together in the morning, you're getting ready for work and who makes breakfast? Are you running around rushing? Or, you know, I tell them to visualize. And from that, you will know the traits and personality of the partner that you're looking for.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I would say to you, visualize your ideal day with your partner from waking up in the morning with her, right?
Yeah.
And from there, you will know what you want from your person.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
That really gives you a lot of intel, right? Yeah. When you start imagining, okay, I woke up on a Saturday and what are we doing? You know,
exactly.
Like that type of stuff. Wow. And that's crazy.
And it's even those silly little things like, okay, you both finish work at 5:30 and she calls you saying, oh, my way home. What's for dinner tonight? What, are you cooking tonight or should I cook tonight? Or, you know, just those kind of questions. How are you going to manage that? How would you want her to manage it?
Yeah.
Those kind of things. I'm not saying that you expect her to cook. Yeah. She could be saying, okay, I'm going to the gym now. I'm not going to get home till 8. Can you sort it out?
Yeah.
Would you want to sort it out? Or would you want a woman that just dealt with it? And do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. You sure you don't want to include this in your radio show? I bet a lot of people want to hear this, you know? This is crazy material right now.
I would love to.
I do. You know, a lot of, especially for girls, yeah. I have a lot of, girls as friends.
Friends, right.
And they tell me, like, get girls in there and chat to them about relationships. And you just done it yourself. I wasn't expecting this, yeah. But this is really like, for the whole community, no matter what your social status is, no matter your race, everybody needs a person, needs a partner, and love, everybody wants
love is a universal language.
Absolutely.
You know, you could be on holiday, that's how holiday romances start, right?
Yeah,
he can't speak English, you can't speak a word of Spanish, but you know what, you looked at each other and there's a connection.
Yeah, you clicked somehow.
Exactly,
somewhere in the universe, in the stars written.
I like Spanish, so I just said Spanish, but you know.
There you go, that's her type. But that's amazing, man. I really appreciate you sharing all this with us, and I would love to have you again on here.
I would love to come back.
Yeah, we will have to talk only about this. I'll prepare a whole
Become a love doctor.
Yes,
we can have a love doctor series.
Hey, I'll bring some guests as well. I'll bring them with their own issues and stuff like that, and we can diagnose them together. But thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
today,
and guys. Thank you for making this happen so last minute.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm here most of the time in the studio, so I like to edit, and I like the peace on Saturday as well. There's no one around, just me. So anytime Saturdays, I'm still here. You know, a lot of people brag about working 7 days a week. I just do it, people. I just do it. But anyways, thank you so much for being here, guys. Links in the description to find her, to find us, and whatever. Have a great day, and I'll chat to you soon. Take care, people.